Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's OMF on EEI.
So are you ruling out any bullpen for him coming out of the bullpen?
I'm not ruling it out, but I do believe Chris, every 5 days, you know, he's a force, and we got to make sure, you know, we take care of the player. And that's what he used to be. We got to be careful because this is not only for this year, this is also for the future. This guy is too important for us, just for us to be selfish and say, okay, go to the bullpen or go to the rotation, whatever. We have to make sure we make the right decision, and he will be part of the decision in the conversations.
Interesting. That was Alex Cora earlier with us on the show talking about Chris Sale. And it seems to me like they're going to be very conservative with this thing because there's a tendency with a guy coming back from Tommy John, especially if you're in a pennant race and he is your ace, to push him out there as quickly as possible. And he even admitted that they kind of pushed Nate Eovaldi a little too fast and that backfired on them. And you know, Lou, these guys have setbacks too. Guys coming back from Tommy John. So the question is, and we can hear from Chris Sale, because Sale was asked this question. Again, Pete Abe's really going with the tough questions. He was asking him about, would he be willing to do something like that?
And is it fair to say when you come back, it's going to be as a starting pitcher, right? I mean, you're not going to come back and pitch an inning. I mean, you want to come back when you can go five or six, I assume, right? Or maybe not. I don't know.
I haven't really thought about that, honestly. Like if they told me, hey, we need a guy in the bullpen and we'll build you up, you know, there instead of doing like a rehab assignment, I would be game for that. I mean, the quicker I can get back on this team, I'd like that. So, but that is way above my pay grade and where I'm at right now. I'm focused on, you know, my next day, and getting off the mound, and then whatever the next step is, take that. But I haven't really talked about that a whole lot.
Not a big fan of that drive to Worcester, I take it.
No. I feel like, you know, based on where they're at, where he's at, and where the Red Sox are as far as just their overall just, you know, place in the standings, I mean, that's a great addition. Give me one inning?
I'd expect nothing less from the guy, though. Because nobody wants to, you know, sometimes you do these rehab starts, and after a while, you're like, why am I down here? Why can't I just do this up there in the big leagues, right? So, hey, if I'm throwing one inning or two innings, hey, if you can keep me in the big leagues, and I could throw in the big leagues and throw an inning or two, why bother going down to AAA and every fifth day going to three,
right?
Then 5 days later going to four, and then 5 days later going to I mean, it's that's the problem with a starting pitcher, is that it's a five-day thing. You know, you can't just throw two innings and then 2 days later do it again.
Yeah.
You know, you got to – so it's two or three innings, and 5 days later, if you get three of those, you're talking about 15 days. You're talking about 2 weeks. One more is 3 weeks, and it can take a while. Personally, I'd rather them be extremely patient with this guy, and sort of not let him dictate his timeline, you know what I mean, and make sure that this guy is ready, because as much as this team is fun to watch, and of course they could use a great Chris Sale, this is still about Sale having 4 years left in his deal and next year being the ace that you thought he was, and hopefully a healthy elbow and he goes right back to who he was 2 years ago.
Well, again, I think that's how the whole organization should be looking at everything. Because it really is, you're trying to rebuild this team. You're probably ahead of schedule right now, and I don't think you overreact because you're ahead of schedule. I just don't think you do that. But I think he's chirping at the bit right now because he's with them, right? He's with the team, Lou, and I heard that he wants to travel with the team as well. So he wants to hang around them right now. So it may be
he wants out of the house. Like enough.
See, the biggest to me, the biggest question is I know, you know, starting pitchers sometimes are creatures of habit. I think this guy's a different animal. You start in the postseason. They all did it in the postseason, though. But they all did it in the postseason with somewhat of a base. And if you remember, he wasn't 100% then either, so that's
correct.
Why he was out there.
Right.
But still, you had the base of spring training in the season as it goes. Is it better to say, you know, give me two innings or three innings out of the bullpen to where you're down there and you say, okay, you got the sixth. So he gets up in the fifth and starts throwing. That's a reliever mentality. That's what relievers do. It was Chris Sale, you know, these starting pitchers sometimes like, hey, my routine is 6:25, 6:30. I walk out to that outfield grass. I get my stretching in. I get my running in. I get my long toss in. I play catch on flat ground. Then I go to the mound. And it's just, this is my routine. And this is how I get right. And that might be the best way to keep them healthy, to kind of keep them on that routine rather than just sort of be like, you got the sixth, you know, and it's... So it comes down to, you know, what's the best way to keep this guy healthy? Of course, he could be a weapon in the bullpen. I just don't know if that's the right answer.
They do believe he's going to pitch this year.
I personally would start him. I would give him two innings as a starter. And then I would tell your guy, Martin Perez, or whoever the hell it is back by then, Tanner Houck, you coming in in the third inning. And then I'm going to go three. And then Tanner Houck, you coming in the fourth inning. I have one guy piggybacking Chris Sale every single time. Keep him on a starting
get
rotation.
Get the routine.
Keep the routine going and let him build it up from there. Even if it's two or three innings, one time through the order, then I'm coming in with another starter.
So what difference does it make? You're doing virtually the same thing. You're using him for limited innings like he was coming out of the bullpen, but you're doing it as a starter, so you get him into his normal routine.
Yes.
That makes more sense. And then the other guys come out of the bullpen, and you're utilizing the same number of innings, and then you ramp him up to get him to the point where he can give you five, six, seven innings. But they can use him. There's no question. I mean, you can start to see it, and I know what, you know, Perez has been terrific, and this last one, Perez, was not quite as good. But they're going to need him if they're going to hang into this thing. Here's Steve in a truck next up here in EEI. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, Steve.
So I have a question for Lou. Lou, how do they, in the vehicle, you measure RPMs with a tachometer. How are they measuring the spin rate with the RPMs? I mean, how are they doing that? Not with the gun. The gun's about a mile per hour, correct?
Yes, but they have so much equipment right now, they're measuring everything. They can measure spin rate.
Really?
They can measure release point, how far out, you know, just every, they have everything so down. I forget the term. It's not StatCast. It's, I forget what it is, but they're using it. They're figuring out all this spin rate. Guys are trying to figure out how to improve their spin rate. It's just, it's hard. Actually, in this one article, I think there was something about Pedro Martinez in here. And he actually talked about, if you've never seen Petey's arms, he's got the longest freaking arms in the world.
Long fingers.
Fingers.
Fingers. And, really
and
it, long fingers.
And the middle knuckle.
Real fingers.
You could take his, like, from the middle knuckle to his, like, you know, to the end of his finger.
Yeah.
It, like, bends straight up.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like, I don't know what the hell, like, it doesn't have, like, a knuckle. I have no idea, but the finger, like, can bend straight up. And he used to just keep his fingers on the ball so long that he used to get unbelievable spin rate on it.
Right.
Like, unbelievable spin rate.
And that was, I think, a big part of his success with
back
those
then,
long
right
fingers.
Now, it's probably, right now, it's nothing. Right now, it's probably average.
I got these little stubby fingers, and I remember one time doing it with him and putting his hand up, and his fingers were literally twice as long as mine.
But they bend backwards.
Yeah, they bend backwards. Correct.
It's the strangest thing you've ever seen.
They on their own, they just kind of curl backwards. So he does have something that I think plays to what we're talking about. There's one thing about being able to throw the ball at 96, 98 miles an hour. There's another thing of having fingers wrapped around the ball that can change the direction of that ball. So that ball moves through spin rate. And I think that's exactly what Pedro Martinez said, because I never realized that until one time.
So
he's,
you're calling him a freak.
And,
yes, he is a freak.
Yes,
yeah.
And interviewing him one time, and he actually sat down and talked about the fingers. And I couldn't believe it, and you could see it. Lou's right. The fingers do not look like normal fingers. They just look different.
Hmm.
Like the Great Lakes, you know, the fingers go that way, that way, that way.
Who's the one dude with the, you know, Baldinger, the guy with the pinky that goes all the way to the right? I mean, they don't look like what I think he'd be able to do.
I think that has.
He'd probably have a problem.
But the fingers have something to do with it. So he didn't need any of the gunk on it because he could get that natural spin. Just
and when did spin really become a, when did spin rate really become a chartable
when the geeks
stat?
Got into baseball.
No,
the
like
geeks
when?
Took over baseball.
Because I honest to God, it's like, this has been going on forever.
But they did.
But suddenly it's a thing.
Well, when you
we
play,
don't
when you
like
play,
nerds.
Lou, when you played, did anybody ever talk about spin rate?
No, not spin rate. Not spin rate at all. But, I mean, they would use this stuff like I told you before. I mean, you know, I used to have pine tar in my glove. Like, that was a big thing. You put it in on the outside of your fingers, you know, or in your glove a little bit to make it a little tacky, or on the outside of the glove and the fingers. I used to have a bunch of it on my belt, especially if it was like a light drizzle type of night, you know, because right. Every single pitch, my hand would be on my belt pretty much. So when the ball was hit to me, I felt like I could have a little bit of a grip. Now, I wasn't looking for spin rate. I was looking for a grip. So for me, it was always about getting a grip. But there were other guys you play with, starting pitchers, and like I told you before, I had one that had that jacket in the dugout and a little pine tar rag in his pocket. And he would go out there, and by the time he's done with warm-ups, the ball would, like, stick to my glove when Tech threw it down. And you know, he didn't throw very hard, but he had pretty good breaking ball. So, I mean, it wasn't always just about grip, but for me it was. But now you're starting to see it, and with the StatCast and the spin rates, you're seeing the improvement. And you're starting to understand a little bit more of what it really does and how different it is. It's huge.
Well, Major League Baseball has a big problem on their hands. Because the first guy to get called out there is going to be just angry just on the fact that he was like the guinea pig in this whole situation. And I wonder if it's going to be a big-name guy.
Well, that's why Garrett Cole couldn't come out and say, yeah, I've used that. Imagine if he did that, what the story would be like today. Front page of the New York Post, right? Guilty. Well,
yeah,
guilty.
How do you transcribe?
I don't know. I don't know if...
I tell you what, playing dumb probably helped him out in this situation. Yeah. He just played dumb.
What do I do?
I don't quite know how to answer that, to be honest.
The worst part is he took like 5 or 6 seconds. This was like a Belichick pause.
Have you ever used spider tap while pitching?
Hold on.
I don't.
Let me think. What am I going to say here? But when Belichick takes when Belichick takes those long pauses, he is obviously trying to, in his mind, think when Lua asks him one of those questions. He wants to see how I'm going to answer it because it's going to be in print or up online in the next hour or two.
Elon Musk does that, too.
He sits for about
40 seconds. He'll sit there, and you see him thinking, and then he gives you not that answer. He actually gives you a decent answer.
Well, Bill sometimes gives you a decent answer. Other times he skirts the issue, but he does it in a way that you can't in any way corral him, and that's what he does. Garrett Cole was the deeper and the more he went along, the worse it got. It was just, it was god-awful. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number right here on OMF.
Another typical cash giveaway. Here's this hour's code word on WEEI.
All right, this hour's code word is melody. Christian can carry a tune and a melody. Melody, M-E-L-O-D-Y. See, I'm helping you out. I'm spelling it for you. Text MELODY to 72881 right now for your chance to win $1,000 in our national cash contest. A message and data rates apply. Don't text and drive.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now here's what's trending on WEEI.
Go. Here we go.
Here's what's trending on WEEI and WEEI.com. Bruins Islanders, Game 6 tonight. Tuca is between the... between the net. Damn it. Tuca's in the net. Puck drops at 7:30.
Nets.
Spaz, were you trying to embarrass me right there?
No.
Nets.
I was not.
He's between the nets.
You are one of the radio greats. So I would kiss your butt for hours.
You're not getting anywhere near my butt.
You never know. All right. Red Sox.
Yeah, you do.
Red Sox sucked last night. They lost.
Very good.
They lost 7-1 to the Astros. Sox Astros again tonight. Pre-game is at 6:10. First pitch is at 7:10. Right here on the Red Sox Shaw's Star Market. Red Sox. Man. Right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network. What's trending.
Didn't you?
I got fast as F, boy.
Didn't you last hour tell us that the most important part was the commercial?
Read
it one more time.
All right, let's do it one more time.
Hold on. Just take deep breaths.
All right. I don't want Saws to be upset, so let's get it.
It's Shaws. Take a deep breath.
All right, here we go.
Take a deep breath. Say it. Go ahead.
Pre-game is at 6:10. First pitch is at 7:10. Right here on the Shaw's Star Market Red Sox Radio Network.
Excellent. Nice. Just like a pro.
You know, we are giving him the 4:30 segment so we can play his, Spaz on the Streets, right?
And by the way, the people on Twitch, if you guys can set this up, they would like to have you guys set me up in video getting slapshotted at from someone from the Bruins. I'm in if you guys want to do it.
Okay.
Well,
yeah, we're all
we're in.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay.
Ordway, Merlone, Fourier. Back to OMF on EEI.
I'm back here on OMF. We told you that Spazzy, you just heard, with a tremendous.
He's doing a great job,
right
by
there.
The way.
Phenomenal job.
Great job.
I mean, once he gets down the pronunciation of the players and the teams and the cities and stuff like that, I mean, he'll have it. So we're going to give him the keys to the car coming up at 4:30, and he'll take over at 4:30. But how about this story? This is from Farboud Esnachari.
Okay.
He writes for the Bleacher Report. Legitimate guy. He's out in L.A., I believe. Covers the Clippers out there. Headline, sources say Boston Celtics and Kemba Walker want a breakup. The Kemba Walker experiment in Boston seems to be coming to an end. Sources said the Boston Celtics and Walker are likely to move forward from their relationship this offseason in a mutual agreement between the two parties. He talks about the front office and everything that's happened here with Brad Stevens out and the whole works. Sources close to the Celtics revealed that Ainge sought to trade Walker. For Drew Holiday was the target. We remember that. He did want Drew Holiday because he facilitates the ball more. Holiday ended up with the Bucks. A source close to Walker, and I think this is where he's getting his info, said he was hurt by Boston's efforts to trade him, which created a rift in the Walker-Ainge relationship. Walker has a great relationship with his teammates. He looked forward to being a veteran mentor to Tatum and Brown.
Yeah.
But the same can't be said about Walker in the front office. He no longer feels wanted.
Yeah, well, because he's not wanted.
Correct.
And I would say why his feelings are hurt. Why? Because he's done so much for the organization. He's left such a mark. But he's really just did everything. Like, I mean, I would say Isaiah Thomas had a gripe. Isaiah Thomas had
a real legitimate
gripe. Based on what he did, what he sacrificed, where he brought you.
Never got his money.
Never got a goddamn cent. This dude, be lucky that you're getting paid as much as you are. And then how was this breakup even happen, Lou? I don't even know.
Well, it's, you know, the Ainge-Walker relationship, as he points out, isn't in a good place. But what about, you know, the Walker, you know, Brad Stevens relationship, right? I mean, Danny Ainge is no longer in charge. So, I mean, he talks about how, like, they don't expect, you know, Tatum or Brown to be moved, and the shakeup will come with Kemba Walker. And it's great that he would want out, but does he realize that the trade value right now is not very good? I think he even quoted some, like, general manager said the trade value right now is, what did he say, this Walker's having a negative trade value should the team decide to go that route? Likely means a trade would cost the Celtics extra picks or assets to offload.
Correct. Yeah.
So we talked about it, right? I mean, you probably can. I mean, they bring up the fact that Philly got rid of Al Horford.
Yeah.
But, you know, they gave up. Then they gave up picks to go with it as well.
Right.
I think he mentioned a team like the Knicks. Because we said it before. Danny talked about this during the season. That a lot of teams have a lot of money to spend. And the free agent class really isn't that good. So there's going to be some free agents way overpaid. But there's going to be teams, if you miss out on a free agent that is overpaid, and you got all this money. Like the Knicks had $60 million in cap space. So they will have $60 million in cap space. They don't know what they're going to do with Derrick Rose. Is that a team that sits there and says, all right, we got Julius Randle, we need scoring. You saw him in the postseason, they need scoring. Kemba Walker, our guy? We have to monitor him, but we got all this money to spend. Maybe they miss out on the guy they really want. and all of a sudden Kemba Walker ends up there, and you throw in a little something with
him? I don't think so. I think it's more likely Lillard ends up with the Knicks. I think that's a deal they do. I just don't see Tom Thibodeau taking on Kemba Walker, knowing that he doesn't play any defense, and that whole Knicks team is based on defense. Now, granted, they need to score more, but do you bring in a guy that's going to score more, but he's going to give up more points at the other
is
end?
Is he going to ruin your entire team defense if that's your philosophy? You have no scorers. Because, well, can one guy be that added scorer and not maybe be the, you know, the great defender, which we know he isn't?
Yeah, well, we saw what teams did in the postseason.
They need scoring.
They exploited him. Right, they do need scoring. How about this one? He writes a straight-up deal of Walker for Porzingis. Could give both players fresh starts and Dallas a shorter contract. Porzingis is owed $31.7 million over the next two seasons and has a $36 million player option. So he's got 3 years left, and there are only 2 years left for Walker. And it's obvious that he's in and out all the time. He's hurt all the time.
Yeah.
You never know night in and night out whether he's going to play or not. And you can see the frustration that Luka Doncic had with him. And Porzingis, even after the thing was over, was privately telling people, maybe this is not the place for me because Luka's the star and I'm not getting an opportunity. But I think he's right in that if you want to unload Kemba Walker, believe it or not, you're going to get far less in return. You're going to have to give up an awful lot with Walker just to get a team that's going to sit there and assume the $36 and $38 million over the next 2 years, which is hard to believe.
Well, I'm going to ask you, would you do that trade even swap?
Porzingis?
Yeah.
I think I would, only for a change of atmosphere.
Same with me. I feel like...
And I wouldn't feel great about Porzingis
here. Me neither, but...
But it's a change of position, change of scenery.
And but you wouldn't really feel good, like, from out of Kemba either.
I wouldn't feel dirty, but I wouldn't...
No, I wouldn't feel dirty at all. I would. If that was my only option...
I wouldn't do that.
If that was my only option, yes.
Why? Like, well, I'm just saying, like, honestly, like, why? Like, what?
If all things, because, okay, where are you going with Kemba? What does he do for you?
Where are you going with Porzingis? Who plays more?
I guess my point is it's
they're both hurt.
They're both hurt.
Porzingis is hurt more than Kemba.
How do you think Kemba Walker's future is going? He's on a minutes restriction. He's on a game restrictions. He can't play back-to-backs. He missed the last couple games of the playoffs that
you
were in.
He's got 2 years left. Porzingis has 3 years left. You think in 3 years Porzingis is going to turn down a $36 million player option?
No, I don't. It's 3 years all day long. My point is, if I have to be stuck, if my options are sticking with Kemba to see what could come of that, or roll the dice with Porzingis, I personally would take Porzingis.
No chance.
But what I fear here, Lou, is that what they're going to have to do is give up Kemba Walker, give up first-round draft picks, and maybe a key player, and get crap in return. Something that's not going to help you at all. Porzingis, at least you can throw him out in the lineup, and I agree. I'm not feeling good about it.
But, you know, think back of what Horford was like in Philadelphia. He never played. Like, even when he was healthy, they didn't start him. He never played. And I think they got Danny Green in return. They got somebody that could help. They got a shooter. They gave up, I think, three picks or whatever it was and got another player back with Green or whatever. So, to me, it's like Horford was so bad in Philly that the guy didn't even start anymore.
Well, and he's
at least
already,
Kemba, when he can play, he is starting for you, and he's still scoring 20 a night.
Yeah, but Horford was $27 million. And this guy is averaging 37 over the next 2 years. Whoa. That's max contract. That is really difficult.
Well, 28 isn't exactly 18 either. No, I mean, it's still a huge deal.
Unfortunately, it probably is going to allow the Celtics to do something using the rest of that trade exception. That may be it, what they do to try to unload Kemba Walker. But it was a huge mistake when you look at it. I hate to say this because I know people here in Boston hate Kyrie Irving. If you could have gotten Kyrie on board where he understood, and maybe that's impossible based on his personality and who he is, I think the formula we're finding out is you need a player like that and another superstar like Kevin Durant or James Harden, and then suddenly you're in the mix, the championship mix up there. That's what you need. And, you know, they're doing it right now up to zip on Milwaukee, and I know there's still a long way to go, but they were up by 49 points the other night.
That was embarrassing.
And no Harden. He's not playing. It's just the two of them. Kyrie Irving is a great, great player. And that was the intent. What Danny Ainge did, and this is where he failed, I'm going to get Kyrie Irving, and then I'm going to get another superstar, whether it's Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, or whatever. He had the right intent, but he failed. He couldn't get it. And then you're right, Christian.
He couldn't keep him.
He tried to bail out and said, okay, I lost Kyrie. Kyrie doesn't want to be here. What do I do now? Let's get Kemba Walker. You know, Charlotte wasn't going to pay him. They didn't think that much of him. They knew he had knee issues. They said, no, we're not going to pay him. He was their own guy. He was the superstar of that team. And they said, no, you can go. See you. Goodbye.
No, didn't work. It didn't work at all. But if he was, I would say if he was healthy, then I'd say, you know what, you're fine.
But he's not. Because he can't control the ball out there. And here we go, the movement of the ball. He can't do that the way of Chris Paul. If you watch Chris Paul in the fourth quarter, this is a guy with a bad shoulder right now. Chris Paul took over that game the other night in the fourth quarter. I mean, those are the type of players you really need. Somebody that is going to control the ball. And then Tatum and Brown and all of those other guys, they become better players because they have somebody else that's doing basically all the thinking out there. You know, and where you're setting everything up. You don't have one of those guys. You have a Marcus Smart, who's your best point guard, and yet his worst asset is he loves to just shoot when everybody else is covered. Mm. That's his way of dealing with it.
I think they move Kemba.
I think they do. I think they do too, Lou, and I think we'll get calls.
They include some stuff.
We're going to get calls of people saying, you got to be kidding me. They gave up what?
What if you put Marcus Smart in there with him and just said, well, you know, this is what we're doing. And you get something, a player in return, whatever, and you just sort of free up some cash to go out and improve your backcourt.
I think the biggest problem with that is I think Marcus has got some marketability out there, and I'd like to get a player in return. I don't want to use Marcus as the only means to get rid of Kemba. And I think you're right. They might have to do something like that, Lou. They literally have to put together other players so that they can unload Kemba Walker.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't bode well. All right, I think the next segment, I think it's going to bode really well.
Uh-oh.
We're giving Spaz the keys.
Sports with Spaz.
Coming up next.
No. Lou is on Twitter, at Lou Merlone.
I have so many gifts, personally, that in order to come in and do radio with you two, I have to dumb it down.
Back to OMF on WEEI.
If I never get to get on the radio again with Glenn Ordway, let me just say this. It's an honor to be on the radio.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Shut his mic off.
Turn his mic off. Thank you.
That was mean to you guys. He was on a roll.
He needs to know that he doesn't need to kiss up to you. Like, what is that? So, like, 1995.
Just trying to say something nice. Is there something wrong with
something nice about us, Spaz?
Go ahead. Say something nice about the two of them, Spaz. Go ahead.
You were a great football player, Lou. You were an awesome baseball player.
Okay, now he's just a rip crowd. Well, now we know.
Listen, I worked in radio since I was 18. Glenn has been a god of radio.
Oh, my God.
But he has been. He's the Belichick of radio.
You are pathetic.
Don't act like you guys. Oh my God. You have Howie Carr, Glenn Ordway. Howie, you don't know who Howie Carr is?
No, he doesn't know anybody. He's from Southern California. Jeez,
I cannot wait for this segment.
Howie, Maddie, Glenn Ordway.
And LB. You forgot LB.
You didn't even say Greg Hill. Like, he's the one who gave you your shot in
because
radio.
He's not done yet. Greg's not done yet. He's got another 16. Well,
what makes you think Glenn's done? What makes you think Glenn is done?
I don't know.
See, he's got one foot in the grave?
See you, Glenn.
See, now, yeah, he's embarrassing me. Now he's all over.
I don't want Glenn to. Listen, I want to work with Glenn. Let me get this straight, right? I'm just a part timer here.
Right.
I want to be full time, and I would love
You're
to work with
You're doing a terrible
Glenn
job of it right now. I'm just telling you.
He's doing a great job. What are you talking about?
If you think Glenn is on his way out, you should be kissing Lou's ass in my ass. Not the other way around.
I'm bringing him back in. I'm Tampa Bay. I'm saying, hey, Glenn, come to Tampa. We're going to win some Super Bowls over here. By the way,
I did hear LB this morning. He was on with Greg this morning. That was good.
Geez,
was
nice. LB's the man. I love that guy.
I do, too.
I didn't even mention
him. People
it.
Should have him on for Bruins.
There's
talk.
No Charles Lockwoodera in that radio.
Well, we do need a hockey analyst because we can't get the one we want.
Is he cheap?
Is he free? We don't have a dime to pay anybody.
That's a good point. All right, Spaz, it's your time. Go ahead.
So we have a couple of days worth of audio to get to. So why don't we start with the Celtics? Last week, I don't know if it's still going on, if it's still a rumor that the Celtics are going to hire a female for their next coach.
But maybe.
They might. Yep. I thought it would be interesting to see what it would sound like if they did. How would a woman get the guys fired up for the game? So I have Debbie that I met out on the street.
See, this is what's her name?
Her name's Debbie.
Okay.
I had Debbie, and this is what Debbie would do to get the Celtics fired up.
Come on, guys. You're playing like a bunch of pussies. Get off your asses and play some basketball, boys. Tatum, Smart, Brown, you're all a bunch of bums. Your mothers would be embarrassed. This isn't ballet. This is basketball.
Oh, my God.
She's from Dorchester.
I mean, that may work once.
Your mothers would be embarrassed.
It may work once just because the comedy effect of it. We're like, you know, this girl's crazy.
This is basketball.
She's right. This is basketball, guys. Let's go.
Let's play hard because this is basketball.
This is basketball.
Where'd you find that woman?
All these people were all at the Garden, so I think I got
her. She's smoking at Parliament.
Whenever the Bruins played last, she was outside of the Garden.
Okay.
So I also have Rachel.
2 nights ago.
A few nights ago, yep. Rachel wanted to give it a shot as
Rachel.
Well. So here's Rachel trying to get the Celtics pumped up.
Come on, you f***ing dweebs. Oh. Get your ass up in gear and play ball. Get your hands off your d*** and let's go. And let's get out there and f***ing win. This is basketball.
I mean,
Rachel and Debbie sounding all
different.
Don't say. Are they? You sure?
Well, so wait, hold on.
Sure, are they playing us here?
No? Are they going to do every pregame speech like drunk?
They should. Oh wait, you know what? Can we get? I don't mean to put you on the spot. Can we get Debbie on Tatum? This is Debbie trying to get Jason Tatum fired up.
So just Tatum.
Like, what would she do to get him to elevate his game? Okay, let's hear. Let's hear Debbie.
It's Debbie.
So this is Spaz having his. Oh, everything lined up and ready to go.
Yep. And then throwing.
Only worst
supposed to do. My fault. I should have had that one ready. I didn't think we'd get to it.
Jason Tatum, you're supposed to be a superstar. Too many people are looking up to you, but instead, you're doing now. Get up and get with it. Get off your ass and play ball.
Hold on, Spaz. Was this lady pushing a shopping cart with a cat in the cart? No.
Listen, I do
eight,
not.
Nine cats.
Cats were in the shopping cart?
Did not have a Marlboro coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
She might have had a couple of nips with her in a brown bag. That's about it.
I think I've met her before.
She was at the game, though. She was coming down the escalade.
Yeah. No.
Listen, this is what I do. I talk to hundreds of people.
Right.
And only women.
Man of the people.
Men and women. That have voices like this are the only ones I talk to because it's funny.
Get your hands off your and let's go.
Spaz, do you profile?
You probably met her too, right?
Get your hand off.
I'm not going to lie. I profile.
You do profile.
If you look like you're drunk and you have no teeth, I want to talk to you.
So that is your stereotypical Boston female. That's 100%. What you're looking for.
Bruins jersey. She's got the Peace jersey. Right. Listen, if you're wearing a Peace jersey and you know it's time to talk to her.
Okay.
Actually, I think it would be funny. Lou, well, I'll get to your segment because I did some audio for Lou that he requested.
Okay.
I'd actually like to hear.
Lou's requesting Spaz's audio.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear Debbie on the Bruins. Do we have Debbie on the Bees? Here's Debbie on the Bees.
Here we go, Bruce Cassidy. The refs. Tuca. What else can it be? It's excuse after excuse. Everybody's got them. They're like assholes. We're done with that, baby, Tuca. Cassidy, get your head out of your ass.
What a shock. Debbie's down on Rask.
Yeah. Wow. What a surprise.
Anybody at all? Is there any? Yeah. They have a favorite player or anything like that?
I like Debbie. I love Debbie.
Wow.
Excuse, everybody's got him. They're like assholes.
If I could have found Debbie today or yesterday, because I went looking again for this lady, I wanted to have her do
You
the
went
school.
Looking for Debbie?
Because I wanted her to read the headlines.
How do you find her?
I don't know. You just go out and you look and you say, hey, she's Glenn, you know she drinks you all day long. She's got to be out here somewhere.
Check under all the bridges. Go to the bus stop. Your local methadone clinics. That's where you'll find them.
We have Rachel talking about the Bruins, too. I think we should play that.
Tuca, come on. You're acting like a f***ing bum. You're letting in more goals than illegal immigrants. Get this f***ing bum out of here and put in Sweeman. Go, please.
Did you say put in Sweeman?
Go, Sweeman. Jeremy Sweeman.
Are these two different people?
It sounds like the same person
in these fans.
I think you're playing us here. I think that's this one person. Is this like your girlfriend, your wife, or somebody like that?
Oh, my God.
No,
my wife is from Ipswich, dude. She's come on. She's stuck up. She's from the neck.
Right. Played Liz. It's the same person.
Okay, I got Liz right here.
Here we go, Bruce Cassidy. The ref.
Get this girls.
I'm out of here and put in Sweeman.
Okay, what is Becky say? How does Becky sound? Play Becky.
Go
too.
Bees!
Oh, that's Becky.
It's all the same woman.
It's all the same person.
It's not the same lady. I don't play that game.
Somebody's texting us, telling us that it's you. You're just using helium or something, effects.
Tatum, Smart, Brown, you're all a bunch of bums.
That sounds a little bit like you.
I used to have my mother.
The other one's a little raspier.
You know. Yeah.
So, all right. You know what? Why don't we do Lou's thing?
All right, so Lou gave you a job. What did he give you to do?
I said go to Fenway Park.
He said go to Fenway. We were spitballing ideas because he figured that the fans were going to boo the Astros. But he also figured that if I brought up Alex Cora, they would kiss his butt. So I talked to three people down at the game. The first person the last one's the best, but we'll go in.
Is this order. Debbie and Rachel again?
No, there is a.
If they sound the same, I'm out. It's like your neighbor.
This is legit.
It's your neighbor.
Ask people, you know what? Because I used to deal with this on the morning show on AAF.
Yeah.
From now on, when I go out, I want people to call in to take photos of me because I'm out with the public.
Okay.
This is the Greg Hill Show.
Okay.
All right. So I ran in. This is before the game at Fenway, though. They had the game, hadn't played yet. So this is Danny.
The Astros are cheating scumbags. We should have taken that championship win away. They're straight-up cheaters, and we're going to boo the hell out of them. Boo! Scumbags!
What about Alex Cora?
You got to love the guy. He's a cheater, and we hired him back. What's better than that? He did his time. He's our guy. We love him. Go Sox.
That's what I thought the responses would be.
Go Sox.
Yeah. Go Bees!
You know what?
Go Sox.
When I used to kind of like crank call people, or like in especially Los Angeles, everybody, this is my inspiration.
Yes.
The people that you talk to, you know, Becky, Rachel, Debbie, like
Danny.
These are real people.
Glenn Ordway is a liar.
That woman. It sounds like her too, though. That's what Boston women sound like.
Exactly.
Gotta be the liar.
Go Bees.
Okay. Well, what else?
So we have John. John's right before the game at Fenway.
The Astros are a bunch of scums. They're cheaters. They're losers. Screw them. We're going to boo them out of Fenway. Cheaters. They definitely should have the championship taken away from them.
What about Alex Cora?
What do you mean? He's our guy. He's in Boston now. We love him. He did his time. He was out for a year. Now he's back. It's like Tom Brady. He don't play here no more. We hate him. Alex Cora's back. We love him. Go Sox.
All right.
Go Bees.
He hates Brady. Wow.
Jeez, how did Brady work his way into this conversation?
Brady works his way into everyone's mind up here.
It doesn't matter.
And put in Sweeman.
Put in Sweeman.
I'm amazed any of these people even know that the Bruins are in the playoffs right now.
All right, listen, I don't want to lie.
NBC Sports, it's incredible.
I did have to give one of the ladies $2 to do it. That's all I had on me.
Did you expense it?
Were the cops nearby?
No, that's the lady just said, so you got to pay me? And I was like, I got $2 on me.
Yeah, you know what? You can expense that. You just have to wait a year to get it.
It's fast. Exposure bucks. We call this exposure bucks. You're going to be a big radio
bucks.
Show.
Exposure bucks. So we have one last person. This was right before the game. This is Kelly, and it's not Debbie, Donna, or any of the other girls. This is her on the Astros.
The Astros suck. They're cheaters. They're losers. They're scumbags. We don't want these type of cheaters in Boston. We don't cheat in Boston. We come here, we win. We don't need those losers coming here and cheating. We're going to boo the hell out of them tonight. All night. Boo! Cheating is garbage. It's for bums.
It's garbage.
What about Alex Cora?
What about Alex Cora? Alex Cora's with Boston now. He's not with the cheating Astros. He's with the Boston team, the Boston Red Sox, and he's with a bunch of winners that don't cheat. Boston's strong. We stick together. We stick up for our guys. We're not no rats. We're not going to sell them down the river. Go Sox!
And not no
what?
Rats.
You know what?
We're not no rats. We're not going to sell them down the river.
No rats.
Go Sox!
I'm a Pats fan living in New York.
Yeah, I tell you exactly. I like if Spaz, like listening to Chuck, definitely has a type.
Yeah.
Oh, like,
yeah.
If you were dating, this would be your type. No, like, you have an interviewing type.
It's a funny thing.
Here's what I want you to do the next time. Okay. Because we got you tomorrow. Okay. Next time, I want you to find someone who doesn't fit your profile.
Get out there.
I want to see a professor.
Yes. Yes.
It'll be boring.
Yes. It'll make you, Lou. It'll be terrible.
I'm curious to know. Well, you assume that everybody that looks like a townie is going to give you the best audio. Just because they don't wear a Spoke Beast, you know, sweatshirt doesn't mean they're not fans.
And put in Sweeman.
Yeah, well, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get put in Sweeman. You're going to have a normal person that talks. They call the radio.
I would like to see that. I would like to experiment.
To be fair, Christian, Spaz does have more radio experience than you. He's been in the business longer.
He's been a long time.
I might be more inclined to. He may be my hero.
Okay, so.
Because I'm on your side, Christian. I think you're great, bro.
Okay, so yeah, you need to start kissing my ass more than anybody. I have more to do with your time here than anybody.
So can we talk before I? I have one more thing to play, but you know what? I love putting things out in the air so that they happen. Can we, for the love of God, do Unlucky the Leprechaun, an idea that I spitballed to you?
I told you yes.
So this is an idea that I came up with a few days ago when Kyrie stomped on
the audience. I wish you would have saved it, but stopped now.
Whatever, because now we're going to do it when he comes.
Okay, what are you going
to
do?
I'm going to dress up as Unlucky the Leprechaun, and we're going to go taunt Kyrie next time he comes to Boston.
When will that be?
I don't know, man. You know that. This
could be a long
November.
You
really need to keep some of these in your back pocket.
Like, he's never coming back.
Well, that's in his back pocket.
Oh, you mean I'm never coming back?
No. If they're playing in November, Harden will be here, Durant will be here, and Kyrie will be off that night.
Go, bees.
So, how that works.
Put in Sweeman.
All right, here's my put in Sweeman. Here's the last one, and this is a project that's in the works, because this is what happens. And you know what, Christian? Here's your first shot at people that don't have a good voice and why it doesn't work, but the bit might be good. I call it drive-through sports takes.
I like this one.
I drive up to order something from McDonald's, and this is what I did this time, and I asked the lady about Mac Jones. You can play the audio.
Can I have a cheeseburger, a small fry, and a small Coke?
Okay, second for yours.
What do you think about Mac Jones for the New England Patriots?
My what?
Mac Jones, the quarterback for the Patriots.
I don't know, Mac Jones.
You don't know the quarterback for the Patriots?
No.
Do you like the Patriots? All right, that'll be all.
Question, thank you.
She likes her job.
Actually,
she's not playing.
You see?
No, I like this one. So tonight, okay, I want you to go to a Taco Bell.
Yep.
I want you
There's
to
like
go.
Three of those left in the state.
Hey, you got to find them.
Go to Tony Robbins while you're at it.
No, you got to go drive through. So give me one, Luke. So Taco Bell,
Wendy's,
Panera.
Panera. They're kind of uppity
Panera
there.
Panera doesn't have a drive-thru.
Sure they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. There's one in Walpole.
There is no drive-thru in Walpole.
They got one in Pembroke.
There is no Panera.
This is like a Wiggy argument. The two of you are arguing whether Panera has a drive-thru.
Panera.
Are you kidding me?
Chick-fil-A.
Get this I'm out of here.
Yeah, Chick-fil-A would be good.
There's not a lot of Chick-fil-A's
Popeyes.
Either,
Popeyes.
There's not a lot of Popeyes.
I'll get you a couple, but
we'll make it easy on you. Okay, Burger King, Wendy's, and McDonald's.
Hey, go back to McDonald's.
That's one stretch in Framingham.
And I'll ask them some stuff.
It's like one corner.
We'll see what they say.
Downtown Framingham.
And I want you to walk into Subway.
No, Dunkin' Donuts.
There you go. Funny. Dunkin' Donuts
Dunkin'
works.
Donuts. I would say Dunkin' Donuts, you would find your Rachel's, your Debbie's.
And put in Sweeney.
This lady right here.
You know what he should do? He should go into Subway, dressed up as Bill Belichick, and tell him that the local franchise person that you're Bill Belichick.
Boom! I think you can get away with it. He looks a lot like him.
We're
going to boo the hell out of them tonight.
Sandwich. Well, I'm working on an idea for you guys for tomorrow, but I need the listeners' help. It's a segment that I call, it's called the DM. Glenn, do you know what a DM is?
I do.
Is it, Glenn? Hold on, what is it?
Direct messaging, DM, right?
Okay. It involves social media.
You know what a DP is?
So, Spaz, what was your idea?
I do. I'll keep that amongst us, though.
Come on, guys. You're playing like a bunch of puppies.
Go ahead.
This idea can play. It can play well for a long time. If you're out tonight drinking and you're watching the Bees game, right?
The Bees.
And you got some good reaction.
Go, Bees!
I want you to take a video of your drunk friend talking about the game or giving their hot take, and then you're going to DM it to me, at SpazWEEI, and if the audio's good, we'll play it on the show.
Good.
Does that make sense?
And your DPs.
I think it was a good effort.
You're going to tell all those people that this is audio that's going to be used on the radio. We're not going to do anything illegal. It's going to get us
in
trouble. Right?
I'm just trying to expand your audience. Let's get the social media to play along.
No, I like it.
It's
like
called
it.
The DM.
We just need, I like one adult.
So when you're at a Bruins, Celtic, wait, who else is playing?
All right, so where am I sending this audio to me? Write this down.
It's simple. At Spaz WEEI.
That's
okay.
It. That's
at
easy.
At Spaz WEEI.
Bruins reactions. Or Bruins game, reactions. Or whatever that whatever you're doing that's sports related.
Okay.
Send it.
All right.
Good.
There we go.
Hey, you know how they get the they'll get the kids out there to say play ball? We gotta get Rachel out there.
Play ball.
Just stick would love that.
Well, how many packs do you think she was on at that point?
Oh, quite a few.
Is that like the 10th pack?
She's the one that she's got the nicotine patch and she's still smoking a butt.
It's like, it's
not enough.
Enough
nicotine.
And in between, Debbie, she's chewing the gum.
For the last year, she had a little hole in the mask.
What was
the cigarette in between?
You know that thing, the Mark Wahlberg movie with the teddy bear? Ted.
Yeah.
The list of all the girls, he's like, I bet you I can tell you what her name is. He's like, Becky, Debbie, Allen, and all that stuff. Like, that's in the list, is it not?
Yeah. You're Goodwill Hunting with the brothers, too.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Spaz, good job. Trying to get full-time employment. I like your style. This hour brought to you by McFarlane Energy and South Shore Heating and Cooling AC Incentive. And, of course, you can tune in every Wednesday at 2:30. We did it already today. Maybe we'll play some of it next hour. Alex Cora joins us from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio. Final hour of OMF. We get back to the Bruins and whether Sweeman is going to be playing in the game tonight. We'll get to it next.
Get this bum out of here and put in Sweeman. Go Bees!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.